Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Art, who plays...
Chris.
Mm-hmm. Rob, who plays...
Travis.
And Natalie, who plays...
Athena.
Perfect. So you guys are coming in... No. Question of the day. What is your character's hobby? Like, what's the thing that they do for fun that isn't school or work related?
Build shit.
What's the favorite thing they've ever built?
Disassembled an entire engine, rebuilt it. I don't have the high tech like you guys to work with.
Was it a gasoline engine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that could be useful.
Rebuilt the engine for the RV that was in my pilot episode.
Yep. I like it. Art, Natalie.
Art and Natalie, as he said.
Who? You said both names.
Art, Natalie. I was trying to... Never mind. Natalie. What's Athena's hobby?
I want to say reading, but then also, I could also put in... Like that's all I can think of, really.
Did she like rock walls and stuff like that, or... Or to her, that was more work than anything.
I think that she thought that was more work.
Or training.
But she enjoyed it, but it was just like core strength.
Got it.
It's core strength time.
So she likes to read. What's her favorite kind of book?
Her favorite is fantasy, I think.
It's like swords and sorcery kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Magic's real, but you know. Now you get to read about it in books and not have it be dangerous.
True.
Last but not least on this one.
Well, he enjoys hiking out in nature. Either that or, you know, sitting there out in a field somewhere just kind of meditating.
Yeah. So, who wants to do the recap? Be brief. It wasn't that complicated.
We got to school.
We were team one.
Team one!
We found our rooms. We got fancy gadgets. We're here now.
Did you, without telling me, decide on a name together or not yet? I'm assuming you guys are going to do that when we hit our table.
First mission, probably.
Yeah, usually.
Because we really don't know each other's parts besides he's a flower boy and she goes invisible.
Yep.
Okay.
Team Invisible Flower. Got it. Done.
That's a terrible.
Travis Lang and Associates.
Invisible Fire Flower, done.
Okay. By the way, I actually have two new skills. There's super...
What?
There's super cowls and super capes. You can specialize even harder if you want.
Probably not worth... It's probably better to go just straight super knowledge.
Correct. But it is a thing that if you... Like, for example, let's say you have a character who is like, I have studied cowls my entire life. I want to know everything about them so that I can, you know, hunt them better. That's the skill.
That person has a red flag immediately, in my opinion.
I hear that. So
I want to study serial killers as my job, and then they get so obsessed with it.
Those people are
weird.
Yeah, they should be on watch list.
Either that or employed
by the government to watch, so that they can be watched. I want watched on that person because they know they know too much.
Either that, or they just become like obsessed with like that happening. That's also what I have.
Like I said.
Weird.
Hard no. All right. So, you guys, you guys spent that whole Sunday with...
Each other?
No, what's her damn name?
Bridget.
Bridget Lance.
Bridget, thank you. Mm-hmm. With Ms. Lance, and got to know her a little bit. She was a barista. She's only 25. She was a barista, but through talking to her, she's not just there's no way. Mm-hmm. That she's more than she seems. And you can roll insight checks if you want. Just one, but you got one over the course of the entire time.
I got a plus
two. I have a plus five.
That means you're not proficient. Wait.
Yes, no, she is.
Yes, I am.
She is,
so she's a plus two.
Correct.
Plus three wisdom.
Everyone roll insight. Yeah. And Art, you can roll at advantage for a reason that you don't know.
That he doesn't know yet?
Correct. What's the best number? What's the lowest number on the table?
11.
Four?
14.
Okay, 14. Oh.
18.
Okay. So the 11, she moves wrong. You've seen baristas move. They're fast, but inefficient. She's not. She moves like someone who's hunted before, you know? The way she walks. You're kind of your scouting shit kind of coming into it. Art, with your 14, at your advantage, you feel a twinge. Like, you hear a little voice in your head saying, she's asking a whole lot of questions and giving not a lot of answers. And it's a voice that you've never heard before.
Okay.
You have fungal infection. They're talking to you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Not fungus. Not fungi. No. Just plants.
Get the joke, though.
Yes.
Natalie, with an 18, You know that you met somebody that your dad worked with about 2-3 years ago who gave off a similar vibe to this lady, and your dads wouldn't tell you what her job was.
A spy. A super secret.
Do you ask her that?
No. I keep that internal.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
But yeah, she's very... if you have a question, she'll answer it. She's pretty much an open book as far as you're concerned.
So, besides... being a barista, what else, you know, do you like to do?
What makes you qualified to be here? When we got so many more qualified personnel.
She kind of looks at you. I don't know. I want to say she like stares you down, but her eyes go steely for a second, and she says, "I've seen my fair share."
You did not answer my
question. What was your question?
I said, "What else besides being a barista? What else do?"
Oh, I'm also a master linguist. I speak 23 languages fluently.
Oh, I don't know about being. Why would you? Why? How did you come about? You know, learning all those languages.
My parents traveled a lot.
Did you travel with them?
As a kid, yeah. I don't think I had actually settled in the States for more than a year until last year.
Well, I am not playing the full linguist.
No, she has all languages. Give her 20 minutes to the person and she'll have it. She asks you, what's your spark? What can you do?
Well,
it's okay if you don't know. We're actually
give her a flower.
We're going to put you guys.
God,
I think she's out of your league.
She's 25.
There is going to be a spark evaluation on Monday, so don't worry about that. We'll go and we'll test your powers out. We'll expose you to stimuli and see if we can figure out what you're good. Well, but do any of you know? And she obviously, Chris, you have some kind of flower plants.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything else about it? Any specialization in there?
Not really. I know they can be very chatty.
So you can talk to plants as well. Good to know. And she you got a text message from her, like very, very subtly. And she says, my pheromone detector went off. Whenever you're around, you may have a natural plant pheromone. That's all through text. She doesn't say that out loud. That wouldn't be something you really want to advertise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can, but probably wouldn't.
No.
Anybody else? Do either you two know anything special you can do?
I once lit myself on fire and survived. I found any scars.
That's good.
After I arrived here, so I think I have magic abilities?
Maybe, or some kind of elemental control or something like that.
Yeah, I've also nearly electrocuted myself.
Okay, multi-elements, not as common, but maybe that's still it. She was shaking her head like, probably not bad. Ms. Athena?
Well, I went invisible a couple times.
Okay.
I don't think I have full control of it.
Invisibility is a useful power.
I go invisible.
Cool.
Oh, is Murphy here?
Yes, Murphy refuses to be locked in the room at this point, and she kind of he just vibes with you. He rests across your shoulder, or at this point, up at the coffee bar at the top, which is where she meets you most times. She has a little cat bed set up on the bar for him, which he has scratched up a little bit just so no one else will use it. He's
Fuzzy.
Very. It's mine.
It's for anyone's cat, not just you.
I repeat.
I hear you.
It's mine.
I know it's yours.
And you're meowing at a cat, and they're looking. Speak with animals. Noted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they not hear him?
He's not speaking in English. He can. He isn't.
He's talking cat. He's meowing at you.
Oh, do you guys react to me talking to my cat like that?
Noted.
Just noted.
No, I'm gonna go. He seems to have a little bit of an attitude.
He's smarter than the other one. No, he's not, but the cat doesn't know that. He's a cat.
Damn. So now I got people that talk to inanimate and animate objects. Wonderful.
Murphy, inanimate?
Inanimate. Plants.
Plants are not objects.
Yeah. They're talking to things that usually don't speak
they're
English.
Beings.
They don't move fast, but they move.
True.
Murphy, you need to be nice to them.
I hear what you think you're saying.
Please.
But I'm a cat.
You are a
and
cat.
And they are people.
I like to think at that point he does that thing with the claws and he just goes
and
on the bed.
And I'm above them on the food chain.
Oh my god.
And he curls up and goes to sleep. And ignore, just
Miss Lance, is there anywhere I can find some catnip or catnip seeds?
Oh, that's something we could probably procure for you.
Please.
Is it for training?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, God, the last
she just kind of nods along.
The last time I gave him catnip, I mean, I don't think he didn't really. I don't know. Like the last time I gave it to him, he wasn't too into it. But I think you can try.
Was it fresh?
No.
It was the dried crap.
It was a little thing like that.
Yeah. No. That's no.
Mostly oregano.
That's not
mostly
work.
Oregano.
Trust me.
That was the joke.
Okay.
It was mostly oregano.
I love it. Okay.
Art, roll me a straight d20. The net?
Yes.
You hear a distinct voice in your head, and it says, Our mentor is dangerous.
Who's talking?
Speak in your head.
Oh, okay.
No.
and close your eyes.
Okay.
You see a 5'1" woman, a girl with brown hair, fair skin, and she has like a pair of glasses that she's pushing up. And she says, "Hi, I'm Rachel."
Hi, Rachel.
Rachel Dawn.
Oh God, you were one of my siblings.
Yes, and yes, I've been here the whole time.
Okay, that's new. Hi.
I'm the smart one.
Yeah, I'm sure you have me beat.
Yeah, the others are dumb too. Yeah. I guess Hazel's pretty smart.
Yeah. I was going to say Hazel.
Hey, Hazel's pretty smart, but we all know and Ethan's not dumb. But yeah. So we're all here.
Oh,
and when you need us,
okay.
Call for us.
Okay. Noted.
Something in what Care gave Mom and Dad did this to us. We're fully separate souls living inside your body.
Okay.
Yes, you think you're crazy. I know. Yeah. I know you better than you do.
Yeah.
The others. I'm the option today.
Okay.
I don't know when I'll be able to talk to you again, but
I will.
I'll be available all day.
Okay.
Just think, and I'll listen, and I'll talk.
Okay. Good to know.
I'm literally watching through portholes, so the less you blink, the better.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, just let me, you know.
Yeah. I will.
Yeah, we could chat later.
Yeah.
It's kind of lonely. The others are not nearly as interesting as you. So.
Okay.
You'll meet them eventually.
I'm
And she reaches out to hug you, but she like flinches back like she doesn't know if she's supposed to. Do you hug her or not?
I will try to hug her back.
Yeah, it feels physical.
Okay.
You guys see for a half a second, he doesn't know this, you see the ghost of you see like an after image of a woman overlaid like hugging him, and then he goes away. Like it's like a tenth of a second.
Do the Ghostbusters exist in this world?
Yes, they do, and they're very, they're still based out of New York.
I think that's too far away.
Yeah, probably.
She says, "Yeah, we're Midwest still."
What?
You notice that Bridget doesn't bat an eyelash.
Your eyes were shut.
Yeah,
and then you were hugging a girl. And she was like a ghost. So like, not there, but there.
You hear in your head, sorry.
And then...
You saw
but
that?
But then I... Well, she was there for like a second, and then she disappeared again.
Oh. You had a much longer hug than that. That was when you felt emotionally connected to her. She appeared for like a ghostly image of herself appeared.
Okay. Should be fun.
Yep.
Oh, we're learning new things.
Yeah.
Learning new things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Bridget says, I saw a girl hugging you. Just, I've seen weirder powers.
Okay.
Clients, now ghosts. Okay.
Ghosts? Well, she says, do you know that person?
Yes.
Now she looks at you expectantly like, who are they?
She's my sister.
I've read your file. You're an only child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Step-sister? Half-sister?
No, she's my sister.
I'm going to say this one more time. You're going to correct me where I'm wrong. Your file has you listed as an only child.
Mm-hmm. I am an only child.
only children don't get to have siblings. That's not how it works.
Depends on how it would happen.
Oh, is this a geneticist kind of thing?
Sort of.
Or is it a... Were you a septuple? Were you a twin or something?
Sort of. My dad had a hard time conceiving children, so
yeah,
they went to a care facility.
Got it. The weird shit Care was getting into with Super.
Hey, what's Care?
A distant memory, thankfully. Just look.
Google, I will Google this shit later.
With all capitals. Trust me. You'll find graffiti of it still sometimes.
Oh, this should be fun. You know Dracula?
Sharp toothy.
Yeah. He was the one in charge.
So Care sucks?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the chant when they were trying to get rid of it, yeah. Yeah, the Dracula, real guy. Tried to destroy the entire world. It didn't really go well when he got beat up by this team of capes, but don't worry about it. It's all in the history books now.
I will look this shit up later.
Got it. So, that's your sister.
Yeah.
Ghosty lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she can talk to you?
Sometimes. Not often.
You know what? I think one of the professors might be able to help you with that. Maybe. There's a lot of them, and
How about this?
Theoretically, I'm part of the same team, but we don't report to the same people.
Okay.
Or at all. I don't report to anybody but you guys and the headmaster. And even the headmaster said, leave them alone unless it's something important. So I report kind of to you guys, but you kind of report to me. There's a symbiotic relationship. They don't fuck it up. And she's never been that blunt with you. Like, her mask slipped for a half a second. So, like I said, there's going to be a spark assessment. I had a powers before the surge, so it's power assessment, but it's a spark assessment. After breakfast tomorrow.
Okay.
If you think your powers are something that might make you puke, don't eat a very big breakfast, please. But if you're not sure, most powers don't do that. We only knew the one, and we knew they were coming, and they left, so.
Okay.
Also, all of the students are going to be going through this, but CAPE students are going to get the preferred slots, which is the earlier slots because it gives you more time during the day to kind of mess around with it with the trainers. Okay?
Okay.
I know about this assessment.
It's supposed to be a secret. You have a tiny bit of information. Okay. Like, it's supposed to be a full-ass secret. No one knows anything. The company your father's work for had a little tiny bit of information because they needed a part from.
I don't share it.
It's next to nothing. It's like, yeah. You know that there's some kind of harness that they're wearing. So okay. She says, like I said, the assessment's important. If your power is not deemed combat worthy, you will be sent to the civilian track. So nut up or shut up. It's okay, sweetie. You're going to be fine. If you can turn invisible, that's already combat viable.
I should.
And she like pointedly like, she suddenly, like, jumps out in front of you and scares you.
Yeah.
Do you go invisible?
Yes.
I don't know what they're going to do with you.
Yeah. Hey, I have elemental control. Well, that sounds combat.
What if my
power... Yeah, but you can't control it. You have no clue what you're doing.
Does she control her invisibility yet?
No.
And she just promised her that she'll be fine.
What if my powers don't work in the morning?
Trust me, they will.
Okay.
Probably the trainers probably have a hand in helping along things.
Like I said, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'll be there the whole time.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll be there when you walk in. I'll be there when you walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was kind of the end of the day. You know, this is like the after dinner coffee you guys had. You know, getting settled in, getting everything you need. You got a tour of the campus. There's the central dome is, as you expected, the gymnasium / combat arena. You guys have spent more time in there than the regular class, but you realize that they do have one day a week where they are expected to do power training, and sometimes some of them do get shifted into the arena. So you might interact with some of those, but not. There's a lab full of robotic advanced robotic stuff for that kind of class. There's, if you can imagine it on a large college campus, they have it here. This place is, you can't leave, and you wouldn't need to.
Did they take away our phones, or at least give them back?
Your phones were given back. You can make calls out. It looks like GPS has scrambled to high hell, though it shows you somewhere in the Midwest. And if But you have been informed that your phones have been chipped, and if you might give anything secret, it will essentially melt. Or just disable themselves.
I will just have call my family and just give them a heads up.
Yeah, we've been told that you can come, that every 2 weeks you're given the weekend off. So you can come back home if you want. I guess it costs some kind of resource to do it, but you can make the trip back.
Okay.
If you want to. This is your dad speaking. He says, don't feel the need to come back because you want to connect with us. We get it. You'll come back on breaks. I guess they say that you get a break every half semester anyway, and that's a free week. So maybe you just come back for that. Don't waste resources. Your scouts taught you better than that.
Yes, but we just got my mom and sister back, and I barely got to see them.
We just got out of quarantine, too, so...
Yeah, we literally just got out of quarantine.
You were not quarantined together. They separated you.
But we were both quarantined.
Yes.
This is what I mean by we just got out of quarantine.
Like I said, come back, but know that don't waste resources on it. We will see you in 6 weeks.
Okay.
And we'll call you every day. Actually, call you every other day. And I heard they do these holocall things. I haven't figured out how to do it yet.
Yeah, I haven't figured that out yet.
And you hear mom say, why didn't you ask? I would have just done it. Never mind. She walks in the frame. She walks in, like, you hear her walk closer. I'll make sure it's a holocall next time so we can talk more easily.
All right.
Your dad says, I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. And your mom says, I love you. Yeah, I love you. She's like, it was weird, but she's like, yeah, no, that's right. And then the phone hangs up.
All
right. Does anyone else have a phone call they want to make before the next day?
Yes.
Good. Chris is like, nah. My family knows where I am. They're not happy about it. Or your dad, specifically. Natalie, who's Athena going to call?
Dad and Pop.
Okay.
Papa.
Are you hollow call or is it just a?
Is hollow call like?
Yeah, but it's a full image of their whole bodies.
Is there a video chat option?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I would do that, and then I lay on the bed with Murph there,
draped around your head.
And well, no, like he's already like on the bed, and then I go lay, and I put the phone in front, and I just put my head on top of his.
He starts purring until the phone call starts, then he goes, meow, because he doesn't want to be known as not hard. You're jazzy, and so they say, Athena, we didn't expect to hear from you so soon. How was your trip? How was the plane ride? Is everything good? Is the food good? Wait, are they treating you okay? How are those two? I'm sorry you got stuck on a team with them.
The plane ride was good. They're treating me nicely.
How's the food?
The food is good. Team wise, I didn't go with them.
Wait, I'm sorry. I think I missed that last bit. Mm-hmm. This is.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's so dry. So dry.
This is Dad. He says, "I'm sorry. One more again."
They didn't want me. They were being mean. They were making fun of me, and they were making fun of you. They said they were not nice, and then they said, "Go away." And I said, "Is this legally you telling me that you don't want me a part of your team?" They said, "Yes, no, yes, no," and then a lot of cursing, and then I walked away, and then I was out of the contract.
And.
They didn't want me.
So Pop looks horrified. Dad is grinning from ear to ear because he knows exactly what you saw.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and your dad, you know, Pop is like, no, wait, with the contract. And your dad's like, no, she's exactly right. This is Nighthawk speaking, right?
Yes.
It's the Cape lawyer.
Yes.
They voided the contract.
Yeah, it's fine.
But Pop's like, but what about our contract? It was contingent on theirs. Our contract's clear, too.
Mm-hmm.
We may need new jobs, but our contract is clear. And then you hear, like, slamming the door, the door getting punched. Like, boom, boom, boom. And you hear Big Rhonda, open the damn door. They say, Dina, we love you so much.
I'm sorry about your job. Jobs.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have had job offers for years that we couldn't get out of this contract for. So, no harm, no foul. I can deal with Rhonda. And Pop is just like looking from the phone to him. I'm going to let your father handle it, and I'm going to go and order pizza. Because I'm going to stress eat now. I love you. I hope you have the best time.
Mm-hmm.
Please introduce us to your team next time we call. We'd like to know who you're working with.
Yeah. And to... tomorrow is the thing where they, you know.
Spark assessment?
Yeah.
You'll do just fine. You can talk, just bring Murphy with.
Bring Murphy with?
Yeah. Just bring him with, trust me.
Okay.
And what you're going to find out is that when Murphy's with you, your powers work when you want them. You have it. He's like.
He calms me down.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I love him.
Okay. So then, Chris, you make no phone calls. You just kind of.
I'll text Dad.
And
I've made it safe. Yeah.
And, you get.
In dorm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Aww.
So the next day, it is like the wake up call is 7 a.m. It's like 7 a.m., so not excessively early. And you're told to be down and ready to work, or ready for the assessment at 8:30.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry, down and ready to work at 8:30. Everybody makes it?
Yep.
No. Yep.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm early.
You rise like a plant.
Yep.
Ah,
sun's up.
Oh, that's the sun.
If you were ripped to be suns out, guns out, you know. But he's not. Travis is a little ripped.
Only at 17 strength, so, 19 con.
Yeah, he's thick, but not ripped.
I'm average.
17 strength should be ripped.
18 would be like shredded. I guess he's ripped, not shredded. Got it. Okay, the scene opens up as you guys walk out of the tower. On all of the mentors are kind of like lined up, and you walk over to your respective mentor, and Joker like snaps into existence next to the tower. All right, recruits. Sorry. Students, you're going to do one full lap of the campus before the spark assessment. Get running. And he disappears.
Okay.
And all the mentors look at you like, yeah, we knew it was coming.
Start off running and...
All right. Everyone make me a con save. A singular con save. You really don't want to fail this
one. Do I have a spell mind to randomly activate? Long strider?
Wouldn't help this case.
Extra.
It's not distance. It's endurance. DC is 10.
At least in proficient.
In con saves?
Yeah.
We're like, artificers are proficient in con saves?
Con it.
And sorcerers are proficient as well. Natalie?
10 plus 4.
14.
For 14.
6 plus 12.
What? 12 plus 6.
Oh my god.
That was fucked
us up. I'm like, this is the wrong campaign. It's the wrong campaign. You don't have plus 12. No fucking way. Give me a fucking heart attack there.
Rob, you're looking at Damon's sheet.
God damn it. So.
18.
18, you make it with. You're one of the. You're at the end, you're one of the people panting the least. How did the.
Oh, I'm panting.
What'd you get?
3 on the die.
3 plus 6 for 9.
You don't make it to the end unless you reroll that.
Can I encourage him, guidance him?
Yes, actually, because you rolled so well, I'll let you do that. So you'll make it no matter what. But you're, if you get 3 or better, he on your D4, he actually can, like comes in with a similar badge to you.
That's a 4.
Yeah, you're actually,
we arrive as a team.
You guys arrive as a team.
That's what I make sure.
You guys arrive as a team, and you had your like your life coach coming with you. Like he's like, you could do it. Like, lengthen your stride. You know, no.
Breathe in that fresh carbon dioxide, plant man.
Oh my god! I just saw that wavelength. That is going to be fun to listen to.
I have a thing that knocks it down.
Yeah,
and yeah, you guys make it just fine. You're the only group that is that does better than you all over is the other is the now team two was going to be team one and the Uber Jocks who made it who all blitzed this entire thing and they made it here. It was a 10-mile run, you guys. How far across? If it's a 10-mile, no, 5-mile radius.
Oh shit, that's
it's a long run. 5-mile radius.
Pi r squared.
2 pi r.
2 pi r, yeah.
2 pi.
So, pi is 6. So,
pi is 3.
2 times 3 is 6.
30 mile?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all supers. That's real. That's reasonable. You ran a marathon just now. You realize I only need to make roll a 10. You are all combat capable supers. Mm-hmm. You notice that one of the teams doesn't make it. And one of the people wasn't combat capable and they placed. There's someone from the regular class who wanted in, who couldn't get in because there wasn't a spot, and they are out. It is hard. That was a big thing, making sure you make it. Yeah.
Well,
Bridget says, good job, guys, as a team. Unlike those show-offs over there who are like, they're doing squats and other shit like that. They're showing off. And you see the person who joined the team's like, I hate my life. Why? Oh, why am I still here? Oh, yeah. Do it for the family. Madeline. Madeline's like, do it for the family. Do it for the family. We got this. Do it for the family. And then she shuts up.
She's going to lose her mind. She's going to snap.
She's going to hurt somebody.
She's going to snap. I think she might snap. She might become the villain.
Then you should write that down. That could be... By the way, this season, every single one of these people you meet has a plot hook.
I think she's going to snap.
Every single one has a plot hook. Mm-hmm. So any notes you take about them could be very relevant later. And I am going to introduce you to all of them over time. And I'll mention little bits and pieces.
I will write that down. I will put a little star and I will write that Madeline will snap.
And also, that's kind of where, well, like, I have some side missions set up. If you figure out their plot hook, there's a quest attached to it that you can go do.
Okay.
All in caps, will, and underlined, snap. And then another star for me to find. Madeline will snap.
Bridget leads you all, leads the three of you into the arena in the center. Yeah. And you are led down a path, down like the, it looks like there's seating for like thousands, but there's not enough of you. But you realize that it's for bigger classes. They built it for the future, not for now. And also, you realize that there are inter-school events, so they would need seating. It's probably as big as, like, Bear Stadium.
Oh, wow.
It's huge. 40,000 people, 60,000 people could fit in here easy. Maybe even 100 if they use all the seating.
Hmm. Okay.
And you guys are walked to the very center. And in the middle of what would be like the 50-yard line is a 25-foot by 25-foot box. White metal, just like the transport pod. And it's anchored into the ground by some spikes that you can see kind of protrude, that you can see the driver up top. These are obviously held in place very sturdily. And they say, all right, team one! And you go, let's do this! Mm-hmm. Who wants first? And this is Bridget trying to, like, hype you up. Ow, I cracked my knuckle on me. That hurt.
Oh, I'll go first.
You walk in, Bridget does come in, and she steps to the corner. Says, if you need something from me, let me know. Before that, she hands you she walks over and grabs off of a mannequin. There's a harness. It's with a ton of sensors on it, you can see. And a voice comes across a comm and says, this harness will detect your spark's activation as well as figure out if there are any particular triggers that you may not even know about.
Okay. Interesting.
It was developed by Professor Tenzi of Riverside City University, one of the foremost experts on spark studies. So please put on the vest and the harness. It's a full-body harness. It goes all the way down to, like, it loops around your lower half, and it goes all the way down to your legs.
Okay.
And it looks like it's got a bunch of cinches, and Bridget helps you cinch it up nicely. And they say, activate your powers. Do something. And then show us everything you can do safely within this box. But where this box is incredibly sturdy, so if you need to blast something, a target drops down, appears. An AR target appears. A physical target appears made out of steel. It looks like some kind of metal, and it's painted like a bullseye.
Okay.
And it's about, like I said, it's within 10 feet of you, so show us what you can do.
Well, I will start with, as the floor grass?
Yes.
Okay. I'll have it grow longer.
Got it. And purge the room when he leaves. You hear and you can hear two or three voices talking.
I go over to Athena. I'm like, I really thought he was going to give that mannequin a flower.
You can't see this. It's a closed room. You guys are not seeing this. Actually, no. There'd be a viewing window for you too.
Yeah.
And that's like a little bump off the side, but you can't see them.
Or
it's like a one-way glass.
Wouldn't everyone see what they got?
No.
No?
Very much so not. This is a very competitive school. You're trying to outdo them to make higher in the rankings so that you get a better deal as a cape once you... Also, just to prove that you're the best. A little healthy competition is good for training a more powerful, effective team.
Okay. I'm going to try to do the...
For the players, this is you a way to explain what you can do on your sheet. On your power list without explicitly saying, I can do these things.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. I don't know how effective this is, but I do have a pepper spray. I don't know how I'm going to demonstrate that.
Just puff it out. We'll okay. And like an atmospheric detector drops down.
So yeah, I'll puff out the
poison spray.
Pepper spray.
Which one is that?
That's a spark. The spark.
What's it do?
It's a pepper spray. It makes people cry.
I don't know. What's the description? The
mechanical effect? Yeah.
Is it poison spray or
no?
Didn't you print it off?
It definitely.
Yeah. No. It's
powers plant control, right?
Yep. Under the spark.
Green tongue, speak with plants, green thumb, growth at will, plant growth at will, and druidcraft cantrip.
Oh, it's the druidcraft. That's what I've been doing with growing the flowers. This was something else that was part of my, that's probably, because my story that I sent you.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that I used that we then changed to druidcraft.
Correct. So
this was an old, yeah.
Strike that, reverse it.
So, other than growing flowers and then being able to
You have your full rank one abilities as well.
Yes, I know. I'm getting there.
Uh-huh. I'm just letting you know.
And then if the target's standing on the ground, the grass that grew, I'm going to have it.
There's the mannequins on the ground.
Grab the mannequins. So, just grab the mannequins.
Okay. Some kind of a restraining ability. Noted. Here, rapid typing on a hollow keyboard.
And then I'm going to try to throw out my arm and see if I can get the...
It rips. That whip rips. Roll the hit.
6 plus 8.
You hit. It was 10. You were looking for 10. It's just wearing the bullet that you hit.
Okay.
You hit, middle to outer ring. It's not super good, but it does pierce straight through the metal.
Okay.
Damage?
It's a d6 plus your...
Yep.
Stat. So 6.
So 9 damage.
Yeah, no, it punches straight to that steel, and they're like, oh, plant boy got... Plant, you hear it so quietly, plant boy got moves. anything else you want to show off? Realistically, Bridget says, there's another power, but I'll detail that out. It's not necessarily for public consumption. And then roll me... okay, Art, let's roll a d8. Because they're like, we're going to hit you with some stimuli. We'll see what happens.
6.
And a 6'6" tall, well-built man with dark brown, almost black hair appears. He looks like an offensive lineman, and he is just wide. And he's dressed in, I want to say, not the same thing you're in, but he's in, almost SWAT gear, but minus the extra stuff. He's like very well padded armor. He's in armor, which is weird because you don't have armor.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Sup, Mandrew. Andrew Ryan."
Hey, wow, you actually manifest.
Oh yeah, and he just reaches over and he just punches the mannequin and he just dance.
I thought that was supposed to be a one-on-one combat that they just generated, not one of your siblings.
Yeah, and he hauls off. He's like, I can also do this. And he just sprays out a blast of rock pebbles that just destroy the target. He says, yeah.
Hey, thanks.
What's up?
Thanks, Andrew.
I'm here for a while. I don't really know how to go back. I don't really want to go back, but I know I have to.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm his brother from the same mother, but yeah. kinda?
What is happening?
Anyway, I guess you could call me one of his powers, maybe, sort of, kind of. We've got other siblings, too, but don't worry about that. Anyway, I'm awesome, and you're going to love me. And he just goes to stand behind you.
There we go. Boom.
I think he has not charisma like you, but he's got personality like you.
Yeah.
He's personality plus with a 12 or 13 charisma. Actually, I think it's lower, but he's got personality, but no charm, And but he does stand behind you a bodyguard type thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna elbow back just to make sure that
it's totally real. He's like, little brother, stop.
Yep, yep. Okay, big brother.
I'm here.
Not a problem.
And you know you are the baby of the group. You know that how it worked.
Yes.
Just you're the one who made it. A strong enough will to push out.
Mm-hmm.
So we manifested 2 powers too. Or 1.5 powers. Thank you very much, Mr. Hollerin. Please send in the next member of your team, and you walk outside, and the door opens up in your little bubble that you guys have been in.
So who's next?
I guess I'll go in. I got no clue what my powers are.
Andrew's like, I don't fit. I'm going to sit outside. And he no. He's like, hold on. And he, like, muscles in. He's like, all right, close the door. And he's, like, just holding the back of the wall. He's just leaning back. He's like, I can hold this all day. I've got core strength for days. As he, like, is, like, extending his body, so he's taking up less space.
And I'll go, Athena, well, Andrew, Andrew, Athena.
Andrew.
Andrew's a bit of a stud. He's like I said, 6'6", and, like,
you would get wide. Along, you would get along with my pop. You would get along with him.
Maybe. I don't know.
I Herc. The Herc?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love him! He looks down at you, Chris, and says, you didn't watch much of the corporate stuff, though.
No.
No, the Herc is awesome. I saw one time when you were kind of dozing in class, they were talking about him.
Okay.
An example of a corporate cape who actually does work.
Yeah.
But cool. He taps little sister. Gotcha. Daps. And then he's like, and he's now you realize that he was putting on a show in there. He's like relaxing now. He's like, okay, cool. And then I'll tell you this now. He's going to be around for an hour.
Okay.
And then gone for the day. So,
this is going to be more fun when four of us walk out of the pod.
We're like,
three.
No.
Oh, yeah, because it's like the pod within the pod, yeah.
Yeah, because...
Oh, I looked at my... Never mind, it's not like a bubble. It's like a double layered wall, so you can kind of, like, walk around.
Okay.
I like that. I like that idea better.
Yeah,
because, you know, it's more when the rest of the teams, when we walk out.
Yes.
There will be four of us walking out instead of three.
Unless somebody makes them invisible.
Oh.
Are you going invisible? Oh, that would even be funner.
Would be jealous.
Everyone would be like, What happened to her? She disappeared.
They know you can go invisible. You did it in the thing.
But they would think that I got kicked out.
And we replaced her with this big guy.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah. Mr. Lang, thank you for coming in. Bridget, can you please... And she's already getting you strapped in. She's like, stand there, do this. And you feel connected to this device. You feel that it's reading your heart rate. You know it's reading your heart rate. You...
This is odd.
Yeah, this is the first device you've touched since you came to this world that just felt right.
Okay.
And you have your body has a sudden urge to, like, integrate it. But you're like, nope, probably shouldn't do that.
Out of jealousy of the other two, I tried to talk to it.
And
she talks to animals. He talks to plants.
You get back error. But it does respond.
Holy fuck, do I talk to machines?
Error.
Oh, God, I broke it.
And they say, hold on, I'm going to malfunction here. Well, just send a reset. Sorry, Mr. Lang. Sorry, Mr. Lang. And did it. All right. And then it says, reactivated. Spark assessment. Imagine, it would be a spark assessment harness 3.5 activating. And you hear all this perfectly. You have not heard any other piece of technology around. This is different. And it says, external link established.
Link to what?
It just gives you a weird, like, symbol?
Oh my god, you could talk to technology!
Not you know what an IP address is. It's a symbol. Which you have proficiency in Arcana, right?
Expertise.
Roll it.
18 on the die?
Yeah. Oh, plus 6?
9?
9? Yeah. You know that looks like a wizard's personal sigil, or like a mage's personal sigil, and... You see inklings of really old characters in it, but that's you don't know enough about. You don't. It was a great role. It gave you as much information as I could possibly give you for it.
Okay. Huh. I guess identify.
You get the information that this is a spark. The information I just gave you.
Okay.
That's all it gives you, though.
Okay. I figured. Hey. No. Well, I'm here. I'm
okay, excellent. Trying everything I can. Some kind of technological assessment power. Okay, that's useful. Not really combat usable, but useful in the field. Understood. Anything you got anything flashy you can throw out?
Let me try stuff.
Okay. Well, if you'd like, we can try and send a stimulant through a stimulating signal through. Maybe it'll help trip something.
Sure.
You hear activated. You hear activating stimulant. One. And it's a tingle, and you feel the ability, you could launch a fireball right now.
All right, I do. Right at the target.
Roll it. Roll the hit.
Spells are plus 7. Almost have my infusion.
No, not yet. That you'll get that when you go to shop. It'll just become natural.
18 on the die, so 25 to hit.
Bullseye, dead on.
8 on the D10.
Yeah, you drills it. Okay, nice. And then you feel like you could cycle through the other cantrips you have. Just like it just happens. You're like, okay. And now you've learned it. Think of it. It's like a program you have to activate in your head, and it trips. And now you're like, okay. You're like, okay. I like to imagine you form like a desktop in your head.
By the way, ranged attacks are to save, not to hit.
Yeah. So yeah, but either way, same.
Similar. Unless you're giving me both first.
No, I'm not. But I thought you had Firebolt as a cantrip from Artificer.
Not quite yet. Okay. I haven't picked out all of my stuff.
Okay, well,
the spells.
You had a fire blast type thing that happened. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
And any of your cantrip type abilities you now have access to, and I'd like to admit, you can correct me if I'm wrong, or you want to change the flavor of it, but I imagine you have like a desktop or like a list of files, and you're like, okay, I have full access to these. You click them in your head, and then it activates out gotcha. In your hand. I think it's a kind of a fun flavor thing.
Seems a bit Shadowrun Technomancer.
No. They don't have... They just kind of merge with the network. Yours is more... like in your mind's eye, you see a desktop. Or okay. You see a list of files. Or like an iPod scroll wheel. Yeah. Or however it makes sense in your head to give you access to these abilities. I'm just saying it's a flavor way to do it.
Yep. I also then do my elemental punches, which are...
Yep, and they all work. Okay, cool. Excellent. A little bit of variety there. That's not common. But we're reading something strange. Are you interfacing with the harness?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm hearing its commands.
That's not supposed to happen. And you hear like, hold on one second, and then they go away for like 5 minutes. Okay, you have magic tech abilities. That's the only way you'd be able to do that. We'll need to call in a specialist to work with you on that. I'm sorry, they're actually on staff now. Excellent. We'll have someone on staff for you to speak with when you go to your shop class.
All right.
They'll be able to explain a little bit more about your abilities. All right, Mr. Lang, I think we have all we need from you on that. Thank you very much. We'll document everything we can, and we'll actually send a report over to you because we've heard it's very helpful with people with similar abilities to you.
All right.
And as you're like standing waiting for Athena to go in, you do get a report, and it is like 180 pages long.
I will start reading.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. You go through it, you're like, okay, that kind of biological signal triggered this, blah, blah. It makes sense. You're very smart. You're like, ah, this makes sense. Natalie. Athena is like, you hear, Mr. Travis says, hey, you should go inside.
I go in with Murphy.
And Murphy walks in. Okay. And she, you get strapped in. They said, do you need the cat? Is that part of your powers?
Kind of.
Okay. Can you speak with animals?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. Can you ask your cat to walk forward 4 steps and then turn right?
Okay. So I need to tell you something. He is a stubborn old cat. I will try.
That's all we can ask for.
Fantastic. Hey, Murphy.
Buddy. Yes. Yes.
Do me the biggest favor.
Are there treats involved?
Yes.
I'm listening.
Is it walk
forward 4 steps and turn to the left?
Walk forward 4 steps right. And then.
Okay, then turn to the right. Whatever direction I said. Yeah.
And then turn to the right. So I will, okay.
I'm going to expect 1 treat per step. You know you're not supposed to get treats.
But he expects what he gets.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He takes 4 steps forward and then turns left. The wrong way. On purpose. I didn't see a treat. And then turns and then shows his butthole too.
This is important. I need you to listen, please.
They're like, got it. Documented animal, documented animal speech. Cat's an asshole. Understood.
Guess what, bud? You did the right thing. Good job. And he sits right. down, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he just curls up on the grass that has been cut. It's like a scythe of wind or something through it to cut it. All right. Anything else? Any other things? We saw in your file that you showed some kind of invisible powers.
Yeah.
Can you do that for us?
I can try.
Roll me a power check. Illusion. Yeah, y'all were using a power check already.
I could have had one with the suit.
You asked for the correct thing. I was going to give it to you if you had to roll it.
10 plus 7 for 17.
Yeah, you immediately just like snap to it. You any of your first, any of your spark or first level abilities, you have full access. Do you need that list? Okay, it's invisible, right? Or you're in.
Illusion.
You also have animal control, right? Or animal bond.
Okay, invisibility is expertise in stealth and immune to illusions for the spark.
Cool. So. You have that, and you show that you rolled so well into that check, you can go invisible at will now. You can choose when it happens. You realize you can only do it 5 times a day, so you've been lucky you haven't tried more than that? but you just go invisible. And they're like, okay, the sensors still see her. All right, that's useful. And you, they say, do you have any kind of ability, like attack abilities or anything like that? Are you good with a weapon of any kind? We can give you like a knife to throw if you want. You could throw a knife. You're good at it.
Yeah.
Okay, and like out of the wall, a metal throwing knife, you know, that shows up.
I throw it.
Roll the hit. It's plus 7.
9.
16. 16 hits. Roll damage. It's a d4 plus 2d6.
5 total.
Plus your 5, so 10. Yeah, it was a good shot. Okay. Very useful. Is there anything else you want to show off? Or, I mean, can you do anything special with the animal, with your cat? Or is it pretty much and you feel the ability to summon a spirit of an animal to fight for you. Like, you feel it inside you. Oh, roll your animal control power set.
Which is plus...
Yes. Actually, it's plus 5, because it's a wisdom.
14.
Yeah, you feel like you could summon that beast to fight for you. It just, it comes out of you. Like, do you choose? You can either choose winged... Like a bird, a cat, something on the land, or something with like flippers or something. What do you summon?
Summon Murphy, just a younger version of Murphy.
When he was fighting. Or I was thinking of
it'd be like a panther, an eagle, or something big like that, or
a dolphin.
A dolphin
on land doesn't sound healthy.
Feels so. This is the first time that she's doing it.
Correct. Yeah.
She feels that she can pull an animal
out of her soul.
Out of her soul. She can't really see the animal yet, so she just pulls it out, and it's a dolphin.
And the dolphin goes, it talks to you. It says, you can change me. Just say, you have, I can turn into a cat. I'm the same thing each time. Say, think panther. Think panther. Roll another animal control power set. Animal bond power set.
So plus 7.
Plus 5.
Plus 5. A natural 20.
You know exactly how this power works. You know that even if the spirit gets like destroyed, you understand how it works. You'll be able to get them back again in an hour. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about that.
Change me into an animal.
Change me into something useful.
Yeah, exactly. Change me into something useful. You know you could turn into a panther or something, or like a bear or a bird. Not super useful in a box, but or a mole. I mean,
I want to do like a panther.
And it morphs into a panther and says, "Yes, this works." It walks up to the target and just demolishes it with a claw.
Murphy
goes, "You got a big one now. I'm still better." And just like meow, and then just rolls over. And the other cat says, "Yeah, I'm not messing with the little one. Sorry."
I know. I figured.
I'll carry it for you if you want. And Murphy says, "I will."
Murphy.
Ignore any and all litter boxes for life if you let that cat touch me.
It doesn't have to be a cat anymore. You can change it to an eagle now.
No.
If you let that thing touch me.
If you let my thing.
Come on, rule lawyer.
I won't mess with you. It's fine. I know.
He glares at you so hard. And then the panther just kind of sits by your... The panther is going to listen to your orders perfectly. Because that's its job. Mm-hmm. And it knows that. And you know that next level you'll have another one just... And you can feel another one forming, but it hasn't formed fully yet. I said, all right, oh, summon! We like summon. Yeah, excellent combat power. Yeah, there we go. Mark down. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to show us before you're done? Your cat's your spark. Oh, hold on. Okay, does anyone else have a boom we haven't talked about yet? Okay, we're going to talk about yours after.
No, that's
pretty awesome. Very nice, wide, little weird power set, but like we're into it.
I do have a question though.
Of course,
I have been told that I was supposed to have like something strength related.
Not sure where you would have heard that information, but we'll do. We can do some. If you'd like, we can do a genomic test and see what's going on there.
A genomic test.
Check your genomes.
See, like
we'll take a DNA sample. We can check that.
Could you? Okay. All right. In my head, I'm thinking, oh, there we go. All right.
In fact, they were going to do that anyway, but the suit will take a sample as you take it off. You don't know that, but it's doing that. Yours didn't, Travis, yours, it told you it was doing it. So you know that there's a little tiny, you know, tissue sample it took. You couldn't stop it. Or you could have if you tried, but you didn't.
Correct, I did not.
Yeah.
Because I want to know this information too.
Exactly. So you guys are let out, so thank you very much. And Bridget says, that's kind of what we have today. I'll take you to each of your classes. You'll get to meet your teachers. And then I think we'll call it a day here. All right?
We already ran 30 miles.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Yeah.
It's only 10. It's only 10:30. And she looks at you like, duh. It's only 10:30. Okay, so ready? Your classes and who they teach, who they are taught by.
And this emailed. We have to write this down.
I'm just going to tell them. I'm just going to give it to you now. So you have it. Power use outside of Cape Work is taught by Alchemistress. It's a table. You don't have to write it. It's just more of a thing. Science is also taught by Alchemistress. That's one of your real life classes. History is by Archivist. Public speaking, Boom Burst. Kind of makes sense. He's got vocal powers. Super Law, Gavelmeister, the judge. Cowl Identification, Izuka. Spark Studies, also Izuka. Traversal, which is like how to move as a cape, is Jack Hammer. Shop is taught by Gerb. He was one of the civilian teachers. Ethics is taught by Kiloton, which should surprise no one if you read book one. Health is taught by Miss Sitars. It says Sitar, but it's Sitars. Or is it Sitar? I think it says. Tech Ed is taught by Mr. Flaherty. He's also the robotics teacher at he was the robotics teacher at RSCA. Math is taught by Mrs. Johnson. She was the one who looks like a kindly old grandmother, but isn't.
Betty Johnson.
Yes. Sledgehammer teaches combat. Soliloquy teaches English. She's a published novelist. And paramedics is taught by the cheerleader, who has healing power. And you're introduced to all those, and as you do, they show you around their classrooms and say, yeah, you can use this and this, that ability, and the other thing. And the only thing that really interesting that happens is, Travis, you're walking in the shop with Gerb, and he's like, yeah, this is our advanced robotics shop, nanotech, and he points over to like a tub of nanites. And he says, yeah, this is all nanites we'll need for the entire semester, should be more than we need for 10 years. And you touch the side of it, and about half the nanites disappear, suck inside your body. And as you will it, an armor appears around you.
But I didn't do this on purpose. That's a lie.
He says, he says, okay, I might have to requisition some nanites not that long now, but cool, you have nanite control.
Alright!
All of those abilities from your armor that just trigger all of a sudden. You're like, you know how they work.
I have 3 temporary HP now.
Yeah. Anybody, I think, is it? No.
It's an armor effect.
Oh, okay.
My level proficiency over time, I get my level in temp.
Cool.
As a bonus action.
And I think that's where we're going to leave it, as you guys are being told, like, yeah, tomorrow is going to be a big day. It's going to be it'll be Tuesday. It'll be your first real day of real life classes. It'll be just like school. With a twist. Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Good night.